Hello.
Yes, my name is Bridget, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance. May I speak to the person who requested the callback?
That would be me, Martavis McGee.
And how may I help you?
You say your name is Bridget, right?
Yes.
Bridget, okay, so I've been doing exactly what y'all told me to do. I just got fired. I just got let go from my job on the 17th of last month. And last week was my first day filing the thing, and this week was my second week. However, they said that my claim has been denied. I don't know if it was an error, like a glitch or what.
Okay. Who said it was denied?
Well, I was on the, I do it online. Like, I go online.
Oh, so you saw it on the portal.
Yeah.
Okay,
At first it was saying I had some discrepancies, but it said spirit tells me that it just was a delay because it was saying that I haven't called last week. That's what I got from it. But then when I went ahead and I was like, man, I'm finna go ahead and file my claim. I don't know what they're talking about. I called in on Sunday last week, and I'm calling in on Sunday this week. So after I did it, it said something about I'm good for the 619 to 624 or something. But at the bottom, it still was in red. It said the claim was denied. Now, the only thing that I could think of is when I went online to do it in the very beginning to set it up, like 2 weeks ago, the young lady, like, I didn't know how to do the birthday, so I think I accidentally did November 25th. So when I called in, she said something about I'm going to have to keep doing November 25th or something, but I don't really want to do that. But do you think that could be
what as your date of birth?
Yes.
Well, if you talk to somebody, she should have been able to put that correction in by email. So
well,
that was no excuse to tell you.
Yeah, somebody
that
in your department.
Yeah, they were supposed to put in a request for a change.
I think she did, but she said for now we're going to keep rolling with that.
Yeah, for now, yeah.
But I'd be saying November 30th. I think when they asked me for my birthday, do they ask you for your birthday when you file your weekly thing?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, well then, I don't then.
What's your social security number?
It's 421-210826.
Okay.
And my name is Martavis McGee.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name is Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, so you all right for this week.
What
but
about last
say,
week?
Yeah, if you wasn't all right, you wouldn't even be able to do nothing.
Okay.
Because once you miss it, you can't go back. But you're fine, but it does say an issue has disqualified you, not denied you.
Okay,
so
you're
going to have to call the inquiry line, or you can do it on online and with a ticket.
Okay. I'm 45 years old. I ain't never had to file unemployment. So you said when I go online, you said that.
Okay. Well, let's get this step by step now. If you want to call, you can call the inquiry line. The number is 1-800-361-4524. And you have to call them at 5 p.m. today for a call back tomorrow.
But, you said 1-800-361.
Mm-hmm. 4524. Or because you might not get in today, you call at 5. But to make sure that your message is received, you go on adol.alabama.gov. Are you computer savvy?
I'm a little bit, yeah. That's where I be going to file my claim.
Okay, well, that's good. So, you go to the same thing, and you go to I Am a Claimant, and you go scroll down and put request/provide claim information. You click on there, and there's the form to fill out and submit it. Now, do you see it?
Oh, I ain't on that now.
Oh,
let me
okay.
See. Let me go to. I'm gonna go to ADOL. I Am a Claimant.
Scroll down.
I log in, right?
Mm-mm. No.
I don't log in.
You go to request/provide claimant information. You press on that. You click on that.
Learn more. Okay. All right. Claimant ID.
You know your claimant ID?
I don't.
Okay. It's
365-18-63. 365-18-63.
Mm-hmm.
It will let me put the dashes in
now. Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm putting my name now and my email address.
And phone number. Now, when it say select a subject, put status of claim. And write in the little box, hey, it's just say it says that my claim is disqualified.
Is it, and that's it?
Yeah, and push submit. That's kind of, that's better than waiting because you might not get through on that inquiry line.
Okay.
Okay.
I hit submit and that's it. So now I just wait for an email.
I'm assuming that's how they'll contact you.
Okay.
Or
all
either
right.
they'll put some in your claimant portal.
Okay. So just because it say disqualified don't mean I'm denied, right? You said
right,
denied.
Exactly. Denied means denied. But disqualified, that may have been that may have dealt with your weekly certification.
Yeah, I called last Sunday at 10:35. I screenshotted it and I got the everything for it. But it said I didn't call. It said I need to call. I should have called. But I'm like, I did it online. And I got the proof.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I believe this system has some glitches in it, so I don't know. But that's just a way of keeping it, you know, keeping it going. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.